Welcome to Between the Layers, a podcast brought to you by the Poster Database. For today's episode, we're talking about TPDB's past, present, and future. If you haven't already joined our community, visit community.betweenthelayers.com and join in on the discussion.
This week, your hosts are James, Hayden, Maddie, and Fail. Welcome, everyone.
Woohoo! Welcome. Glad to have you here.
We say this week, it's been 3 months. But...
it's fine.
Yeah, it is. So we're going to go through TPDB's past, present, and future and introduce everybody that works on the project.
Okay, so each of us are going to go through who we are, what our role is for TPDB as the site or the community, and how we each got involved.
Hi, everyone. I'm James, and I'm the developer and owner of the Poster Database. I take care of everything in the background. You know, when the site goes down at 2 a.m., I'm there. Maybe not at 2 a.m., but...
Oh, it's your fault.
So I'm still there. Yeah, I know. Wrong keys. Sleeping on the keyboard again. But yeah, so everything development-wise that goes into the site is managed through me and whatnot, but it's not just me. It's also everyone else on the team. And, you know, obviously, we've come a long way, and I couldn't have done it without anyone. I couldn't have done it without everyone on the team, and not only just the team, but everyone in the community. So I'm happy to, you know, interact with all of you every once in a while, and, you know, excited to see where everything goes.
Awesome. I'm Hayden. You've probably heard me before on the other podcast, but I mostly handle all of the design stuff for the website. So most of the branding and some of the graphics and stuff, that's usually me. And I help give some feedback on the general web design and whatnot.
And I'm Phil. I do a little bit of everything, general support, admin stuff. I also work on the community outreach, help with the podcast, and used to do socials before Maddie came in.
Yeah, I'm Maddie. I do the socials. So if you're following us on Twitter, I'm responsible for making us a Timothée Chalamet Stan account. and I also help out with community outreach. So if you're getting pinged about stuff in the server, 99% chances that it's coming from me. And yeah, that's pretty much what I do.
And of course, we have other admins that are not with us today. Of course, there's Mike, the Nubs, of course, as we call him. Mike's handles a lot of the metadata manager. He's a metadata manager. He takes care of all the support and everything.
If you've ever had issues with stuff, he's probably been one of the people helping out.
Yeah, missing seasons, missing, you know, entries to search or
creating collections. Posters.
Yeah, he helps out a lot with that.
And there's also Marcos, who's our tutorial designer. And he did a lot of tutorials on the YouTube. And then he was also there for, you know, general admin stuff as well. Yes. We have also Jen, she's our HR consultant. And Kenny is doing system support. So Kenny was in charge of BB-8 and now of Jarvis.
Oh, the days with BB-8.
Yes.
BB-8 will never be forgotten. And for those who don't know BB-8, we're sorry. Our Discord bot has been retired.
Yes, BB-8 was a wonderful bot that Kenny built, and then Discord changed all the rules for how bots were supposed to operate it, and rather than essentially redesign the bot from scratch, he said goodbye. So we lost BB-8. Gone but never forgotten.
He will be missed.
So, do we want to start talking about where TPDB came from?
Sure. I guess, Hayden, you can start with...
Yeah, sure. So, before TPDB, we kind of had... I had started the original Discord server for Plex Posters, the subreddit, which is, I'm sure most people are very familiar with. It's just basically people posting matching poster sets and whatnot for their media servers like Plex or Jellyfin or things like that. And I honestly, I don't remember why I started the Discord server. I think it was primarily just to make it easier make it easier for people to get feedback.
Yeah. It's a discussion you had with Marcos at first. Yeah.
Discord's a lot nicer than posting and commenting on Reddit.
Yes. So we started that, and it started fairly small, but we grew quite a bit. And once we realized that it was a pretty popular thing, we started just a Google Drive to throw all of the posters in, and that it worked, but it was kind of cumbersome and
it was messy. Yeah.
Not very organized. I mean, we tried. We had folders and things. And
I mean, we had like automation and Discord, and you could upload from.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
We helped a lot with that as well.
Yeah.
And I looked it up yesterday. We created the Discord. Well, you created the Discord on January 21st in 2019. Wow. And yeah, that was a while ago. And then we created the Google Drive and everything. And then James came to you with an idea.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, you know, just to go over that, that was just a casual browser of r/PlexPosters on Reddit, and then came across the Discord. But at least in my perspective, while it was nice to share posters, it didn't feel intuitive, right? You couldn't just look up all posters for, you know, Hayden's favorite Star Wars or anything, you know, Encanto related posters type thing. So
especially that's kind of
yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. but yeah,
so that we couldn't time travel
soon.
Of course, soon.
We're working on that. Don't worry. But yeah, so after I was kind of involved with the community a little bit, quiet because my design skills for posters aren't there. Unfortunately, but yeah, kind of looked at it and shot Hayden a message on Reddit one day and just said, hey, you know what, I got this idea for a site so that you can categorize all the posters for, say, movies and shows together. It's all in one place and you don't have to go through, you know, searching Reddit or searching through Discord. And if you've ever done that, you know, it's hit and miss, right? Where at least with the site. Yeah. Yeah. The idea with the site was, you know, you search for Star Wars, you click on the entry, and you get to view all media related to Star Wars. And that's mm-hmm. kind of where it was. Now, it wasn't first named TPDB, or for those who don't know what the acronym, you know, officially stands for, is the Poster Database. When I first started it, I actually named it Plexters, right? Because the whole focus of the community and the site itself was mainly focused around people owning media servers. As was mentioned earlier, you know, Jellyfin, Plex, MB, and Cody, and, you know, yada, 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 all those different variants that are out there. So that's kind of where the name came. But, you know, one generous person in the community mentioned that you might want to change the name. You might run into issues with Plex being in the name. So that's when the admins got together and kind of sat down and pitched different ideas. And that's when we came across the Poster Database. I think, Hayden, that was kind of something that you started. You sparked the idea initially, and it's kind of stuck, right? Because the amount of ideas and growth room that we can have are endless, which I love, which is perfect, right? We're not dedicated. We're not a Plex Posters, you know, site.
Yes.
So.
And the turnaround was kind of quick. We created the Discord in January, and by August 2nd, the website was up.
Yeah.
And I don't remember, because I think if you look hard enough, some people probably remember, but you can probably find the original, like, little video promo that I had put together. You can see my high-quality editing skills.
I actually found that yesterday, and with the preview, the Instagram post we did to preview the beta site and everything, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I should have gone into video production, honestly.
I mean, we went through a lot of designs to start with, change the colors and everything, and then the functionality to decide. Yeah, it was a great time.
Yeah, Hayden was a huge help with that. Design, unfortunately, is not my strong suit. Hayden can comment on that.
I mean, the main page was completely different with Plexters. It was like a, how do you call definitely. It? Like a rolling through the posters at the
front page. Yeah, carousel.
A carousel, yeah.
Mm. Yes, so
it was completely different style.
Yeah, very, very bare bones, and it has. But yeah, there's been, so what, we're encroaching on 3 years now.
Yeah, I think
And there's been some, you know, big items that big milestones that we've reached. We first started just with movies and TV shows. Then we branched out to even more. So, and now we support categories, companies, and people. And companies and people are under, oh, sorry. No, actually, we started with collections as well.
Yeah, collections, and we could create our own collections as well.
I think that's the one thing that really separates TPDB from a lot of other websites on the internet. I mean, there's other places to get, like, movie assets and stuff, but we handle collections and sets in a really unique way. It makes it easier to lump stuff together rather than getting lost trying to find all of the matching posters. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's a big part of it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, and for some people that may not know, categories was something that we kind of tossed around the idea because we didn't necessarily want to go just add genres, right? Because there's technically a limited amount of genres, like official genres, if you could say.
Then you go into subgenres and stuff, yeah.
Exactly, and even different things that, you know, aren't necessarily a movie. You know, as an example, Christmas movies, right? My favorite.
Oh, really?
You couldn't tell?
Still have the hat on?
Yeah, I still got my Santa hat rocking from, I think it's been 3 years, 3 or 4 years now. I can't take it off. I can't take it off.
You should probably see a doctor about that.
But yeah, so categories was more than just genres, right? We didn't want to limit ourselves to genres and then have something else that would support something like a genre, but not. And that's where we kind of came across categories. And we thought that was kind of a right fit that we could add, you know, endless possibilities. Again, Christmas movies and stuff that's not really a genre.
Like top tens or decades or...
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And what's another one? I think we have... You know, like you said, subgenre. I think we have submarine movies and, you know, war movies. Now, I understand, like, war is technically a genre, but, you know, submarine movies being a subcategory of that.
And then after that, we added the support for requesting posters, which was a feature that was, well, ironically enough, requested a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's, I think requests are nice. I know we haven't really touched on them 100% since
I've been using release. Them a bunch.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Just to ask Devori to do stuff.
I think that's everyone's use of them.
He stopped answering me, so maybe that's why.
Oh. But yeah, then, you know, kind of after adding requests, in January of 2020, so just a few months after release, we posted in r/movies, which had at the time, oh goodness. Do you guys remember? Was it 1 million, 2 million, or 3 million? I can't remember exactly how many numbers.
Too many.
Yeah, so we posted a notice, or not really a notice, an ad. I don't know if you'd call it an ad either.
I think it was just kind of a to bring awareness.
Yeah, awareness. Yeah, we made a post on r/movies, you know, about the site and kind of what it was, and shared a glimpse or a screenshot of it. Some of you may even remember that. And we were met with the one and only, the very famous Reddit Hug of Death. And for those, you know, who may not know, the site was down, oh goodness, for quite a while. That was fun.
The site was down. We had to...
Yeah.
Answer comments about the site, not very positive comments to start with.
Yeah, there was a little bit of everything.
People have a lot of opinions, and
yeah. which is good.
It is good. Yeah. It is good.
Yeah, we welcome any type of feedback, right?
Yeah, it was, yeah. And it's a little bit where Mike came in, I think, in the group. Like,
oh yeah, that's
yeah. We were talking about how people got involved with the TPDB, but that's where Mike got in. Like, he started commenting for us, and then we thought he was a good fit for the team. So
yeah, the Discord server was basically crumbling and on fire. So we're like, well, we're gonna need some more help around here. And...
Well, yeah. I can't remember exactly when we brought him on.
It was like a few days after that.
Was it a few days? Yeah, I can't remember if it was before.
It wasn't too long after that because we needed help. We needed help internationally. like, because we're focused in the United States and Canada.
Yeah, that's the thing, right?
And Mike's in the UK, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was the biggest benefit, right, is I think it might have been just a few days before, because I know we were talking about, you know, introducing someone in a different time zone from us that could kind of help cover and, you know, do site support. And we were taking a look at it, and Mike was a good fit. And then we dropped the bomb of the Reddit hug of death, and, you know, everyone commenting on Reddit. And
it was a very sobering experience for sure.
But we moved on, and we introduced a few months later our first subscription for TPTB Pro Lite, which was just called Pro back then. Well, I mean, it was called Pro Lite, but everybody was calling it Pro.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was July the same year.
That was July. So a bit 10 months before, after we released. Yeah. And then a few months later in December 2020, which was like a little bit after our first year anniversary, we have 100K posters uploaded on the site.
He's insane.
Well, I wasn't here for any of this, so I have nothing to say.
Probably for the better. No, I'm just kidding.
So when did you come in, Maddie?
I'm pretty sure I came in around January, February of 2021, because I was in grad school and I said, hey, I don't have enough stress. let's add a website to the mix.
We needed your input. Like I was doing social and I was lost back then. Like I wasn't consistent and it was fine, but I mean, we were growing and we needed somebody to help us with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew Kenny was involved. For those of you who don't know, Kenny is my fiance. So I knew Kenny was involved and I was like trying to figure out what the hell it was. and so I went to your social media and I was like, there's not much here. And Kenny was like, do you want to help? And I was like, oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah. But socials is also what you do, right?
Yeah, it's what I do for my actual, like, real person job, and it's what I did for internships all through college, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why you're a perfect fit.
Thanks.
A lot better than the IT guy that likes social media, but is not.
Hey, you did a solid job keeping it going. You did.
I tried my best.
Anyway, so after that momentous occasion of me joining the team, I'm kidding. James, you want to tell us about our next milestone?
I didn't have that as a point. We missed you onboarding. Sorry.
It's fine. I'll quit after this recording.
Wait. I'm sorry. I'm adding it right now.
Too little, too late.
Okay, but, Phil, I guess you're on the hot seat again.
That's fine. I'm used to it. So yeah, like Maddie said, like a few months later, by a few months, I mean like 10 months later, we finally released the full version of Pro.
Yeah. Yes. Now, not the full version.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Sorry, there's a caveat.
Yeah. So it's one thing that we kind of talked about with the Pro subscribers previous to release, right? Because we had a higher tier in mind. We wanted to get kind of an idea with, you know, the general subscribers that were already there for, did they want to wait and just one big drop of everything? Or would they be okay with, you know, a decent initial release and then work on kind of individual features, you know, moving forward?
Like rolling features.
Exactly. And one of the other benefits as well to that is, you know, obviously right now it's, you know, it's beneficial for people. But the other benefit that I saw to doing the release, like the staged release, like you were mentioning, Phil, was that we can actually interact with the subscribers when building it, right? We can get immediate feedback. For those who don't know, if you have a subscription, you have access to our beta instance where any new features you get access to.
But you have access to the Pro Lounge in the main Discord server as well, where you can get involved. So, yeah.
Yeah, you can send those, you know, requests to Devoy all the time.
There you go.
I'm kidding. Don't do that. That's not my recommendation.
So these are the big milestones that we've hit so far. And now we're in March 2022. Well, as we're recording this, it's March 31st. It's going to be released in April.
Yeah.
But I mean, we've seen how much TBDB and the site has changed over time. So
yeah,
tell us more about that, James.
I can't even, you know, begin to put into words how amazing the outcome has been from everyone in the community. It's just grown astronomically or exponentially in a very positive way, right? We've grown from just something very small to the word getting out. You know, we've worked already with someone from Hollywood to get their posters as well. Sev, who is the, director of Searching and Run and a few other movies.
And he produced a few movies, yeah.
Producer.
Yeah. And, you know, we even have designers now that are, you know, being recognized by some, you know, like James Hollywood Gunn as an example. Exactly. It's crazy. And, you know, to take a look back and we've almost hit 3 years, it blows my mind, right? It doesn't feel like 3 years, right? Because
you're right. It feels like 800.
Wow. If you made it to that, you're doing pretty well, Hayden.
Oh boy.
Should I make a Yoda reference or something in there?
Yeah. Right. But
yeah,
you know,
but it's incredible how we started like really focused on media servers with Plex and everything. And then we just like reached out and grew outside of that. So.
Oh, I know. Yeah. 3 years has gone by so fast, but you know, at the same time as well, right. There's also been some bigger life events that have happened, right.
Of course.
You know, everyone here on the team has some other, I don't know how to word it, right? They're either, you know, some are in school, some are working full time. You know, that's why it may seem like some stuff may take a little bit of time, and you know, that's completely okay.
Yeah, we do it as a side job or as a hobby.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
yeah.
But yeah, right.
We're doing our best. Bear with us.
But no, I can't thank enough. You know, every time I talk with the admins, I try and always mention that, you know, I appreciate everything that they do because, oh man, me in front of, or me having to deal with socials and design, oh man, it would be
a lot for one person, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. And everyone has a very unique role and, you know, how can
and
I
it
put
goes
it?
Beyond, all... it goes beyond of what we said we were doing. I mean, we kind of do everything as well, like
yeah.
We get involved, we have meetings, yep. we share ideas, so it's a community effort.
Oh yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, and the team's just one big family, right?
Yeah,
I know we're not, you know, blood family, but
wait, what?
You're my brother, Aiden.
I love how you say we're a big family and literally half of the family isn't here.
We're a tight-knit family.
Tight-knit family.
They like us so much, but not even here.
So we wanted to talk about how we're growing beyond, you know, being a media server and what's in the future for TPDB.
Yeah. Like we mentioned it earlier, we started with the whole focus mindset and goal of being kind of a one-stop shop for posters for people that run media servers, you know, Plex and Kodi and Jellyfin and MB and all the various different other ones that are out there. But with the name change from Plexters to the poster database also helped change our overall perspective, right?
And since, you know, we also changed like the name of the Discord from being Plex posters to like the poster network, and then now we're back to the TPDB Discord server. But we just grew we just evolved a little bit.
There's been a few different branding changes
as the team evolves and what our focus is. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah, I guess just to make it clear for those, you know, who may not see or may not, you know, interact with the team on a regular basis, but that is our goal and focus. Is we want to be the one-stop shop for posters, but not just posters, right? We want to expand to be the one-stop shop for media, episode title cards, different backgrounds and media assets and stuff to make it, you know, that for poster designers, it's great. Now, I know Hayden may be able to comment a little bit better on kind of what that would mean for a designer on that sense.
Yeah, I mean, I think it just the more, I mean, I'm clearly biased, but I think that T-Baby is just has a really excellent way of handling just like creators and the posters and the artwork. And so I think as we expand and add support for more things, it'll just, I think it's going to help kind of allow people to be more creative, because I clearly this community likes to do this type of thing. It's,
oh yeah,
I think it's kind of gets creative juices flowing. And so I think the more options that they have, making it easier for them to share, I mean, because people are already making episode cards and backgrounds and other just different unique images and artwork
for other things as well, like music covers and, you know, game.
We oh yeah,
have, yeah.
If you gaming people making covers for games as well and other stuff. Yeah,
and I know I've made posters for stuff like books or sometimes video games and stuff. And I think once we can put those on TPDB, it'll be great to have everything in one place.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, and that's the huge, you know, expandability part, right? Where, you know, expanding into the games market and music, sports, events, books, comics, you know, you name it. You know, the possibilities are endless, and that's what I love about it.
But James.
Yes.
We're here for the hard questions. I hit my desk. you know what people want to know. What about the agent? What about an API? Tell us more.
Oh, good questions. Good questions.
You're not running away from this one.
Okay.
You're not running away from this one.
No, people want to know.
If the word soon comes out of your mouth, I swear.
No, just to comment on that, right? It's one thing that we've had a lot of feedback on from people, you know, in various different channels. It is something that is definitely on our list. We do plan on implementing it and taking a look into supporting both an agent and API in some form or fashion. And unfortunately, I can't give, you know, a timeline as to when we could start to see some of those things. Obviously, you know, when we do get closer to the time, we will definitely list and, you know, provide announcements and information. And don't worry, we know you guys are asking about it. We will definitely advertise it.
We hear you.
I think we went a little bit fast when we started the site saying, yeah, of course, it's going to be an API. And we were excited like you guys. And it's still in the cards. It's something we're looking into. Mm-hmm. It just, there's a lot of factors that comes into it. So it takes some time.
Yeah, like Phil was mentioning, right? I also want to apologize as well. You know, it was good. We wanted to, you know, just, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Great idea. You know, let's get it, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, kind of that startup mentality, right? Where it's just, let's do everything. We're going to say no to nothing type thing. And then, you know, we started to see that, or not even started to see, but, you know, our focus started to change, and we're trying to really find what we were and who we are. And so our focus has changed a little bit, right? Now that with the focus of being, you know, Plex and, you know, media center focused, we kind of jumped the gun with the agent and API speak, right? Because that was kind of fit hand in hand. But now that we've pivoted from media servers as the general focus, so has the agent and API, right?
I think that it makes sense. It's just, it's unfortunate because we know how many people want it. We do hear it. It's just, things have changed. And so we're just trying to take things a little bit more slowly than we did.
Yeah, we definitely don't want to, right? We don't want to have something like the Reddit hug of death again, where, you know, we release the API, we release the agent, and all of a sudden, oh man, you know, we're swamped. And exactly. We want to be in a position where we can support that stuff solidly. I don't even know if that's a proper word.
No, it is now.
I'm coining it. That's it. Right. But we want to be in a position where we can actually release an agent, you know, have you guys use it.
Have the infrastructure ready.
Exactly. That's the word, you know, have the infrastructure in place that it makes it worthwhile. And there's some groundwork items, some foundation that we have to lay before we can get there, right?
But all that said, Can you go ahead and give us a date? No, I'm just kidding.
But yeah, and the same token as well, right? You know, we mentioned earlier about different life events. You know, COVID's hit over the last 2 years out of our three that we've been, you know, live. Mm-hmm. Life is just, you know, can get in the way sometimes, unfortunately. And, you know, with it being not, you know, our day-to-day job type thing, it can seem a little bit slower. But I can promise, you know, we're constantly working on stuff. We're constantly talking. And we do have some great plans and some goals that we, you know, we can't wait to work on. And yes, the agent and API are one of them.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, Maddie, are you still with us?
Yes. No. I wasn't sure. For I was like, let me give him a teensy bit of anxiety.
She went to go eat all those cookies she baked beforehand.
Cookies. Our whole apartment smells like cookies.
I wouldn't be complaining.
I know, I'm not. It just makes me want to eat them all, which is bad.
You go ahead.
So we want to talk about more about how we're going from a community that talks about posters to a server event, and then channels to chat about various topics and, you know, involving the community and everything we're doing. So tell us more about it.
Sure. Okay. So I guess I'll start with server events, mostly because, like, the different channels to talk about various topics, that was pretty much already there when I got here. So Hayden can speak to that, but I'm assuming. I don't know who set those up, actually, because, again, I wasn't here. But as far as server event, what?
It was Aiden.
It's always Aiden's fault, right?
Just when in doubt, blame Hayden.
I'm sorry.
You've been spending too much time with me if you're apologizing that quickly. but anyway, so when I joined back in February or March,
back in the day
when I was a kid, you guys had already started doing, like, the poster contests, right? And I knew that those were a thing because Kenny would occasionally ask me for my input when he was voting on posters. I vividly remember voting in the Captain Marvel contest with him, but anyway,
which I won,
kind of the OG contest.
I don't think I voted for yours though, Phil. Sorry.
Oh, I still won it. I don't care.
Yeah.
Wow. Ruthless.
But so we tried to keep those going. They did go away for a little bit because we did have some issues with cheating, and we were like, you know, if people have to cheat at something that's supposed to be fun and lighthearted and meant to, you know, improve your skills with Photoshop, get you outside of your comfort zone, build community, then we didn't really know what to do to tackle that. And again, this is none of our full-time job, and we didn't have a lot of bandwidth at the time to try and discuss it and find a good solution, so we just kind of nixed them for a little bit. And we tried to do the poster showcases as a replacement a couple months later, once the, dare I use the word, rage from the community kind of died down. And that, it really wasn't the same. Clearly, everybody missed the competitive element. So Hayden and I sat down and we were like, okay, we're going to bring these back. So I'm super excited that we've brought the poster contest back. They've been very fun. And if you're listening to this and you're thinking like, oh, I haven't done one of those, I'm not very good, neither am I. And I've done a few of them. They're not.
You won.
I did win, yeah. One. My April Fool's Day poster. Last year, our theme for April Fool's Day was make a poster for a movie that could work if you'd never seen the movie before. And so at the time, that giant shipping container boat was stuck in the Suez Canal. So I slapped the Titanic logo on that and submitted it, and I won.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah. Poster skills 100. But I mean, if you've been thinking about joining, you should definitely do it. It's not meant to be intense. It's not meant to be stressful, just to get out of your comfort zone. Yeah, just for fun, just to try new things. Mm-hmm. We've also started doing trivia nights, which were actually more like trivia afternoons. We're going to be bringing one of those back this month in April. We've been doing, gosh, what else have we been doing? We're going to be bringing in Jackbox game nights to hopefully get like a bunch of people in the community just talking, playing some little fun games. What am I missing, you guys?
Yeah, we just want to get to know you guys better, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, we chat with you guys in the channels, but I feel like doing that is different than just being like, let's go play some games together and just kind of...
We determined that there's not enough chaos, and so we're like, how can we up the ante?
We said, you know what? There's not enough going on. So, yeah, I don't think I'm missing anything, guys, am I?
Well, we also have the we're trying the movie chance. Oh, we're attempting it.
That tells you how well they're going that I forgot about them.
Well, no, to be completely honest, this last week with Moon Knight has been amazing.
Yes, it's been great.
Yeah, that's true.
That is very true. We've the movie chats were kind of experimental because we knew that a lot of people in the server, we hear you, we heard that you guys wanted to do like movie watch-alongs, but we didn't.
It gets really hard to do live like watch alongs for something like that because the logistics of it, it's like you kind of have to have it on your server or streaming service and then time.
We used to do it like we've done it a few times like a year or two ago, but it's just so complicated to do and the turnaround wasn't good.
Yeah.
Well, I mean the reach of the whole server, right, is massive. There's everyone from there's people from every different walks of life.
Uh huh.
From all around. So just to organize something and hopefully have an admin and one to kind of just, you know, help out and whatnot and moderate isn't easy.
Yeah.
They were hot for a while. I do remember back. I mean, unfortunately, I didn't join in any.
I know Marcos really led those.
Yeah.
I was there for a few of them too. Yeah. I mean, it was fun. Yeah. But it when I did it, it was like three people.
Yeah,
so
it was logistically challenging. I'm hearing because I wasn't there for that either. But the thought with the movie chats was that you can watch it on your own time, and then you can discuss it on your own time. And you know, if you've got kids, you can watch it with your kids and take as much time as you need without worrying about catching up to a live stream. If you don't have the time to watch it, or if it's at a weird time for you because of time zones, doesn't matter. You can watch it whenever you want. You can watch it in multiple sittings, and however you want to do it, and still talk and join a community discussion about it. We're going to try and do some more, I don't want to say like hot button movies and shows, but like popular mainstream, like, is that the word?
Yeah.
I think stuff that,
just stuff that everybody is probably going to be watching and giving you guys a space to actually talk about it instead of hoping that somebody brings it up in movies and TV and that you see it at the right time.
Exactly.
Those, when we pick something that's timely, they go very well. We learned that trying to do a theme and pick kind of movies to go with a theme didn't really go well. So
like Paddington 2.
Yeah. So thank you for being our guinea pigs as we work out the kinks in that.
And if you have any specific suggestions, please let us know. Like, don't be afraid to poke us.
Yeah. We'd love to hear your feedback, right? I know we've changed the way that movie chats have kind of been. There's been a few different iterations of it, but
I think that the concept is strong and people like the general idea. It's just a matter of engagement.
Yeah. Some weeks are harder than others, right? You know, sometimes you just get a dead week. Nothing's coming out on DVD. Should I even say that word anymore?
What's a DVD?
Yeah. Is anything coming out on a physical release? is anything on a digital release? You know, sometimes there's, or even in theaters, right? Some weeks are just completely dead. And I know initially we tried to go with some sort of theme. You know, we had an 80s month where, oh goodness, what did we cover? We covered, you know, the Weekend at Bernie's movies.
Oh yeah.
Back to the Future.
Yeah.
And I think like Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yes, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Yep.
Some of them were you know, worked better than others, but feedback is always appreciated.
People don't like talking about a dead guy for two movies just walking around.
Yeah, we tried. We tried Halloween movies too.
That was good though.
Yeah, people enjoyed
the turnout
those.
Was pretty good.
Yeah.
I think it also has to do with, you know, the time of year and what's going on. Absolutely. Right after Halloween, you know, not for us up here in Canada. however, but you guys down in the States, November, you guys got Thanksgiving, and then you get right into the Christmas, and it's like those 2 months are just, they go by so quick, but they're so packed.
Yeah.
You know, at any post-secondary student, they have midterms and, you know, final exams. It's hectic.
Yeah,
right? Definitely. So totally understandable. Yeah, and
it is.
I have to say, I've seen a big uptick in the last few weeks.
Yeah,
as well with movie chats, and you know we've also rebranded a little bit in the last few weeks as well, and we're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you were talking about you know, other stuff that we're doing. The podcast is one of them. So hopefully we're gonna try to do more and be more consistent with the podcast.
If we're lucky, we'll have another episode in the summer and one more in the fall. And
oh, perfect. I'll be set.
Okay, great.
But we're going to have a second podcast pretty soon, actually.
Yes.
Wait, what?
I know. It's shocking to literally everyone involved. but yes, so next week's episode, we're going to be it's kind of a sister episode to this one. So we're going to be asking you to go to questions.betweenthelayers.com and send us whatever questions you have about TPDB as a site, community, if you want to know something about the admin team, if you whatever questions you have, send them in, and for the next episode we're all going to come back and we're going to answer some of those questions. So again, it's questions.betweenthelayers.com, and we'll put the link in the Discord when we release this episode as well.
Yeah, it's going to be in the description of the episode.
Yeah. I was just about to ask.
Yeah. So that's pretty much it for today, guys.
Yeah. Thanks so much for listening, and remember to join our community if you haven't already. You can join in on the discussion by visiting community.betweenthelayers.com.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Thank you, everyone.